Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Dalid. As we continue here in the fifth parak, parak called Siulo, this is a big parak, and we continue with the Avodas Pnim. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, we'll go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah deals with the Avoda that was done after the Ketores, which was the last Mishnah, and now we get into the blood. So Mishinit al Ha'aron, back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Once the Aron was taken, meaning by Yesheni, Evan Haisa Shami Most Neviim Harishonim. There was a stone there from the days of Neviim Harishonim. Veshasiya Haisa Nikres, and it was called the Evan Hashasiya. Gavoam in Haaretz Shalosh Etzvos Va'aleha Hayanosein. It was three Etzvos off the floor, and on that Hayanosein. If you look in the Radak in Divrei Hayamim, when this is described in the second to last perek in Tanakh, the Radak's notes discussing the Evan Hashasiya, that this was there, says the Radak, Yesh l'tamua, v'amru Evan Haisa, v'beis kashi ha-kadashim b'ma'aravo, v'aleha haya ha-aron munach, u'lefanav tzintzenes haman, u'mata aron, u'be'esha b'na shlomo es-abayis, v'sofo le'charev, b'nav makom lignoz bo et ha-aron, l'mata b'matmanios, as we're going to have today. V'ho Evan Hazos, haisa michse la'makom ahu. He used this rock, not only was it Shasiya Mimenu Hushtata Olam, but he used this rock to close the secret passageway underneath in order that nobody goes there. V'yoshio ha-melech tziva v'gadzos aron ba'oso makom shebana shlomo shnemer tenuos aron bo v'chulu, as we'll have today. But that Evan HaShasiya, says the Radak, was not only the place that was used to as a makom to put the blood and the machta, but also that was the makom, that was the michseh that was used for the aron. So what did he do? Natalas Adam, he did the ketores, now he goes back out. He left the kaf and the machta inside. And he goes out, Natalas Adam, Mishu Mamari's bow. Remember, he shechted his par already. So he goes out, and this Kohen that is mixing the blood so that it didn't harden while he was inside doing the ketores, he takes it from him. Mimishu b'maris bo nichnas l'makom shenichnas v'yamar b'makom she'amar, and he went and went into where he was and he stood where he had stood. V'hiza mimenu achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata, and he sprinkled one above, seven below. Different discussions what this means. Rashi says it means the different areas. Above means towards a higher part of the aron, and the Lamata means a lower part of the Aron. Other Rishonim, if you look in the Yom Kippur Machzor picture books, it means how he holds one's hands. Lamala means the palm is up, and I sprinkle up, and Mata means my palm is facing down, and each time I sprinkle, each one gets a separate dip, and I sprinkle it towards the Aron. V'lohayim miskavin, or towards where the Aron used to be. V'lohayim miskavin lahazos lalamala v'lamata, and he was not mechavein, he didn't have kavana to go up or down, ela kematzlif. But like matzlif. What does matzlif mean? This we had earlier, Rashi on Daf Tezvav Amin Aleph. Rashi said matzlif means the one who gave lashes in Bezdin. That's the matzlif. Someone gives lashes. Rashi says there, what does that mean? It means that just like the one who gave lashes did not do all the lashes in the same exact spot, right? He turned over, it was three sets of three, as we know the 39. So too, here, these hazos were not mechuvan to go to the exact same spot. Right? It was different, just the general area. Thank you. That is matzlif. Other Rishonim say, the other pshatim of matzlif does have to do with the way it's done, not only where it's done, but that's what, this is the line from that we quote in our Yom Kippur davening. We quote this kamatzlif. Fakach hayamon, and this is what he used to do, he used to count. Achas, achas v'achas. After he does the one, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chavesh, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. He has to count. If he doesn't count, it's is that a din daraisa? So you look at the Tosfos Yishanim on the next daf, on tomorrow's daf, Nun Hayim Aleph. The Tosfos Yishanim quotes a pasuk because it says in the pasuk sheva pa'amim and not just sheva tipin. So pa'amim means mashmalei sham minyan shelo yit'e bahazaos. Sounds like a possible siyag da'araisa, what we call the din da'araisa based on the pasuk, but it's to make sure that you don't lose count. Count out loud so that, you know, we don't lose count. Because he's not going to be able to. Sometimes we count with our hands. Let's say by Hashem Hu Elokim on Motzo Yom Kippur. We want to remember how many seven times is. So on our hands, we but the Kohen Gadol has no hands. He's using his hand to do the sprinkling. So counting out loud is what is done based on a pasuk, because it says pa'amim in the Torah. And what happens then? He sprinkles from the dam of the par inside the Kodesh Kadashim, and then he goes out. He puts it on a platform, a golden platform that is in the Heichal. The Mikdash David wonders, is this really part of the Avoda when he goes out to put it there? Nafkamin, is that a halacha? Can he do that with his left hand? Halacha b'smol? So it's unclear when he goes backwards to go get the new, interesting suffix, of whether that is called halacha. So now he goes back to, they bring him the sa'ir that he had only done hagroa on, right? He had already declared what is Lashem and what is Lazazel, and now they bring him the one is that is Lashem. And he shachs the seer, and now he catches the blood in the mizrach. Again, and he goes and does the same exact zrikos inside the Kodesh Kadashim. So this is the third time that he's going into the Kodesh Kadashim. The first time is with the Ktores. The second time is with the power of the Dam of the Par. Now it's the Dam of the Sa'ir. That's going to be the third out of four. And the fourth time is going to be later on to take out the Kaf and the Machta. Then he goes down and puts it on a second platform that has been set up in the Heichal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we'll have to get into the Gemara what this Machlokas is about. Lo Hayasham Elakan Echad Bovad. Same platform, not two different ones. Notol dama par v'hiniach dama sa'ir. He takes the dama par and he picks up. He puts down the dama sa'ir. We'll get to why he first picks up what he's going to use next before putting down what he's finished with. So we'll get to similar to what the Mishnah discussed in Maseches Psachim a couple of years ago. That when the Kohanim are in the assembly line of passing the blood to the Mizbeach, first they take the full one and then they're machzir the Reikon. So here too, first you take what you're going to use and then you put back, the Gemara will talk about it, the one that you just used. V'hizvi menu ala parochas. So now you start the next two sets outside the Kodesh Kadashim, in the Heichal, towards the parochas. Shekeneged ha'aron mi bachutz, achaz amal v'shev alamata, v'hoi miskavin v'chulu v'kachoy amoneh, v'chulu, you do the same countings. Not al dam asar v'iniyach dam apar. So then he goes back and does the switch again. V'hiz mi menu ala parochas, shekeneged ha'aron mi bachutz, achaz amal v'shev alamata v'chulu. And then, after he finishes the Ketores inside, and the two sets of sprinkling inside, and the two sets of sprinkling towards the Paroches. So now we're up to the third sprinkling, but that is done together. Ira dam hapar l'toch dam hasair. He takes the blood of the par, which was a lot more. That was the majority. Right, a par has a lot more blood. And he pours it into the dam hasair. V'nasan es hamalei bereikon. And what does that mean? We'll see the Gemara says. Rashi quotes it here. It doesn't just mean, as we would have thought, that he puts the empty kli underneath. So now he has the big kli. No, it means that you pour it back and forth into the kalim to make sure that they mix very well. That's the nasan asamale bereka.
Okay. With the right hand.
All this is done, right? How do you do the mali and the reikon with the right hand? I don't know how you could hold two kalim. That, I don't know if that's really part of the avoda, because that's just to mix it well. That's a good question. I'm sure we have to take a look in the Rambam's Lashon whether that's, everything else lachor is done with the right hand. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mishen Nichnas Loktan Yela B'Shenit Al Tznan. We're going to touch on something that we discussed back in Shkalim. It does not say in the Mishnah when the Aron was hidden, first line of the Mishnah, it says when it was taken. Mishen Nital Tznan. So Kimanda Amar, so this seems to be going like the opinion in the Tanaim, Aron Gala Lebavel. And Aron went to Bavel. Remember in Shkalim, we had four different opinions. What happened to the Aron? So one opinion, our Mishnah seems to be saying that it was taken. It was taken to Bavel, to Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Aron go to Bavel. Shneamar, v'letshuvas hashana, shalach ha-melech Nebuchadnezzar, the end of the year, v'yivieu Bavela im klei chemdas beis Hashem. And he brings to Bavel with all of the treasures. So that's an allusion to the fact that the Aron went, because that is the treasure. Rishim v'yachoy Omer, Aron go to Bavel also. He also agrees that Aaron went to Babel. Shneamar lo yivater davar amar Hashem. Nothing will be left. The davar won't be left. Davar is an allusion to Elu aseres hadibros shebo. Davar and dibros, so that shows that the aseres hadibros, which were on the luchos, inside the Aaron, so that was taken. So that's the Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Omer, or Rabbi Yehuda Omer, or Aaron bimkomo nignaz. It was nignaz bimkomo, and that's what we pasken, according to the Rambam. It was nignaz in its place underneath. Shneamar vayera'u rashei abadim in hakodesh al pnei advir v'lo yera'u achutza. It was not seen outside, v'yiyu sham ad hayom hazeh. And it was there till this day. It was there underneath until this day. We'll see a fourth shot by the Shem coming up. But this is a machlokas tanan. So on the surface, and this is the pashtus, there's a bona fide machlokas here. And even though we usually say, elu ve'elu devar Elokim chayim, that's the usual assumption of every machlokas in Shas, there are once in a while exceptions to the rule, where it's a historical machlokas, and someone's right and someone's not right. Rashi says it's in Ksubas Nun Zayin. If there's a machlokas between the Talmidim, what a Rebbe said in a specific shir, only one of them's right. Mara marchada, one of them's right. Usually we say elu ve'elu if anybody's giving their own opinion. I say mutter, you say aser. Right? Chayev zakai. Okay, elu ve'elu. As we've discussed in the past, the sugya of elu ve'elu, the different types of truth, the idea of multiple truths in halacha. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Hakdama to the Igros Moshe discusses two types of truth, emes la'amita and emes la'hora'a, the ultimate truth that we try to connect to in Shemayim. But says Rav Moshe, if a posse goes through the proper Siyata Yerushamayim and Amelus and hard work and goes through the sugya and he comes up at the end with a maskana that he believes is to be correct and he's been objective, that is also an MS. That's called MS Lahora, says Ramosha. And even though that might not be the MS La Amita, it doesn't matter, says Ramosha. We are obligated to follow the MS Lahora. And that's his Elu ve'elu. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a similar lashon in Parshas Bereishis, different types of different levels of MS, MS Shamaimis and MS Artsis. Again, Elu ve'elu is a separate topic. I don't know if we ever had a Daf Be'in Shir on it. But in any case, Rashi in Ksubas Nun Zayin says there's an exception to Elu ve'elu. And that's when it's a historical machlokas. Both could say their opinion. But if it's a machlokas, whether did it rain yesterday or didn't it rain yesterday, did this rabbi say this or not, so if he gave two shirim, so you could say he changed his mind and they're both right. But if they're both quoting what he held and he only had one shita, then you can't say elu ve'elu. So similarly here, it's a machlokas about what happened to the Aron. Pashtus is that it's a machlokas and there's no elu ve'elu here. The Ben Yehoyada, though, tries to say otherwise.
It's a different time period.
What? Unless it's, but it's only one Aron. Well, only one Aron. Different time periods. Mikdash Rishon once, but once the opinion that says that it was hidden was Bayis Rishon. And we know there was no Aron in Bayis Sheni. Right, so according to the one that says hidden, that was the only time period, Yoshio HaMelech. So Ben Yoyada, though, tries to say, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, even here. How so? Relating to another machlokas that we had. We mentioned back in Shkala, machlokas Rashi Ramban, in Dvarim, how many Aronos there were. Remember, some Rishonim say there were two Aronos. Machlokas Rashi Ramban, I think it's in Perek Yud, in Dvarim. So says the Ben Yoyada right here, Elu ve'elu. He says, Nira libisyat adashmaya. Elu ve'elu dir lekim chayim. Ach amar azal shnei aronos hayu. Echad yesh bo luchos shnios. Ve'echad yesh bo shivrei luchos. One had the second luchos, the completed one, and one had the broken ones. Ve'aron zeh shahaya bo luchos shnios shehem ha'ikarim. The one that had the luchos shnios, which we live by, hayamunach v'beis kachi ha'kadashim. And those were buried, and that's still under harabayis arayom hazeh. Aval oso aron sheish lo shivrei luchos. That was in Elishkin, the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what went to Bavel. And that's what was returned, says the Ben Yoyada. We're going to have soon the Mishnah in Shkalim, that there was a coin that it was in the Dir HaEitzim, the place where the wood was kept. There was an Aron under there. What was an Aron doing there? Why would it be under there? That was the second Aron, says the Ben Yoyada. And they took it and they brought it back. And he even adds, even though the Pasuk says otherwise, the language of the Gemara is that it was taken, I don't think Nebuchadnezzar took it. There's no real beferish record. He says, I think, afilu man damar aron galul bavel, lo shalta bo yad oyev, shalakcho min halishka vehigleyu. No, ela kishagala yehoyachin, v'acherish v'amazger, the first wave of exile, lotchu oso imahem, bahatsne, lios lahem l'shmira. They took that one with them. Ki pachadu v'yarol anafsham, they feared. They may view as aron zer shebo shivrei luchos l'bavel, and they brought it. And when they went back, Bime Ezra, they brought it with them. And they put it into the Dira Eitzim. The one with the Luchos Shnios, that hasn't moved, that was buried. It's only the second one that has gone back and forth. And he just adds at the end why they put it under the Dira Eitzim. And that's where the Kohen saw, and he was about to tell them, and he dropped dead, as we'll see. Why? Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Ba. right? The deer ha'etzim, Torah is compared to eitz. So you could have said that if it was put into the lishkas hamayim also, in Torah lamayim, but once it was in the lishkas ha'etzim, that's his suggestion. Again, that's the Ben Yoyada. Again, I would say delo kipshuto, but that's what he tries to say. Maybe he just can't fathom there'll be such a major machlokas about something so fundamental. Either way, we continue. Says the Gemara, upliga de ula. Third to last line, and this argues on Ula. What is this? The previous suggestion that Reb Shimon holds that the Aron was taken to Bavel argues on Ula, who says that Reb Shimon does not say that. Upliga de Ula, damar Ula, shor Rabbi Masya ben Cheresh es Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Biromi, he asked him in Rome, Reb Shimon ben Yochai in Rome. We have a lot of stories that Reb Shimon ben Yochai in Rome. The famous story that what made Reb Shimon ben Yochai get into the cave before for all those years, it was Gemara at the end of Brachas, where they were talking about the Romans, and Shur Bayachai said they didn't really do it L'Shem Shemayim. They built all of their cities. They built it for their own benefit, and that's why he had to run away, but that's all Rome. So Shur Bayachai was asked here in Rome, V'chimei Acher, Shur Eliezer Milamdenu, Pam Rishona, Vishnia Aron Gala Lebavel. Rabbi Lezer teaches us that the Aron was Nigla, Rishona Hada'amran, Vayivi'ehu Bavela im Klechem das Beis Hashem. That was Nebuchadnezzar, that was by his Rishon. Shnia Mahi, what's an allusion to the second one? Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, again, Eicha was written earlier by his Rishon time, but the allusion could be even to the second one. Vayetze mibas Sion kol Hadara. All of the glory of the house has left. My kol Hadara, Chadara. What was left in the special room in the Kodesh Kadashim. Ata ma'ata omer. So Rabbi Lazar says both of them were taken. Aye, what do you say? Rabbi Shimon, amalo, shani omer, aron bimkomo nignas. I say no. It's there. It's underneath. Shene'amar v'yarichu abadim v'chulu, as the pasuk was quoted before. Continuing a little bit. Amar le rabalu ula, my mashma, dechsiv. How do you know from that pasuk v'yarichu abadim that the aron's still there? Dechsiv, ayusham ad hayom hazeh. It says it's still there until this day. What arayam hazeh always should be taken literally until today. The yaksiv. The pasuk says at the beginning of Shoftim. That's hayavusi yoshev Yerushalayim lo harishu b'nei Binyamin. As we know, the whole second half of Sefer Yehoshua, there were certain peoples that they didn't drive out that they should have. And it says the yavusi in Yerushalayim, the b'nei Binyamin were never morish them, never drove them out. Vayeshev hayavusi es b'nei Binyamin Yerushalayim arayam hazeh. And they're living together today in Yerushalayim. Really? The B'nai Binyamin are still in Yerushalayim today? V'hachi nami delo galu. Could that really be possible? V'atanya, that's not true. V'atanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chamisha Mishtayim Shana lo Avreish B'Yehuda. For 52 years after Chorban Bayis, it was totally, totally desolate. Which means not even B'nai Binyamin. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Al Heharim Esa Bechi Vanehi, on the mountains I lift up a cry, Va'al Na'os Midbar Kina, Ki Nitzitsu Mibli Ish Over, it has been on fire without anybody passing, V'lo Shamu Kol Mikne, and no Mikne was heard, no cattle was heard. Me'ov HaShamayim V'ad Behema Nadadu Halachu, from birds to animals, they have all left. So the diuk is that it says earlier in the pasuk there was no kol mikneh, and then it repeats the word behema. What do you mean? We already said there was no mikneh. Why does behema repeated? It must be to allude to us something. Behema begamatria chamshin v'shtayim havi. Behema gamatria is 52. That's an allusion. For 52 years this took place, the desolation of no people and no animals. Betanya in the Braisa also says Reb Yosi Omer Sheva Shanim Niskayim Agavras v'melach Be'aret Yisrael, for 7 years. It was total desolation, salt and sulfur. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Yossi, where does he get that from? Asya bris, gzera shava, ksev hacha v'higbir bris l'rabim shavua echad, that to the public there was, as Daniel says, this will be for 7 years. V'ksev hasam v'am ral asher azvu as bris Hashem elokei avosam? Question mark. In any case, you see, for many years, 752, nobody was there. So how can you say the pasuk that says, oh, Binyamin is living with the Yavusiv, Arayom Hazeh? You can't take Arayom Hazeh literally. You see from here, this Arayom Hazeh is not literal. So Amar Lei, Hachaksiv Shum. Hasam Loksiv Shum. By the Aron, it says it was Shum Arayom Hazeh. So Shum Arayom Hazeh, that should be taken literally. But just Arayom Hazeh is not taken literally. Stop there for a minute. There's what to talk about before this, even though we're in the middle. There is, so as we paskins, the Aron is there today. And that is not just, why does Rambam passing that way? Okay, he might have rules and regulations for who does he passing like among the Tanaim. But Rav Soloveitchik said that there is a halachic reason it has to be there. We know there was a Bayesheni without the Aron, but really it had the Aron. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav Shachter discusses this in Eretz HaTzvi and Simin Yud Beis, the Ikaro shel HaMishkan Haya HaAron HaMaluchos. The Iker, the source of Kedusha in the Mishkan or in Beis HaMikdash, is the Aron with the Luchos inside. Asher Alkein Nikra Mishkan HaEdus. Al Sheim Luchos HaEdus. Because that is the source of it. And he quotes the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Truma, the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Shmos. The Ramban a few places in his commentary explains that Har Sinai was supposed to be extended through the Mishkan. The Mishkan was supposed to be a Hemshech of Har Sinai. Right? The Ramban argues with Rashi. He says the Mishkan was not written out of order, out of chronological order, and the Egel came before the Mishkan. No. The Ramban says, as it's written, right after Yisro and Mishpatim, which was Har Sinai, then Truma. It's supposed to be a Hemshech. Har Sinai was supposed to be continued in the Mishkan experience. What was the root of Har Sinai? That experience? The Torah. So what's the root of the Mishkan, which is supposed to be a continuation of that experience? The Aron. The Kedusha, the Luchos. Tachlas asiyas a Mishkan ayah lahamshech inyan ashras ha-shechina. Shoyis ha-bashas lamed Har Sinai. The Iker maimed Har Sinai haya matan ha-Torah. The Alkeini, Ikar shel ha-beis ha-migdash. Tzarech shiyah ha-Aron im ha-Luchos. U-beis ha-migdash b'li Luchos, eino beis ha-migdash. And that is why, even in Bayesheni, even though it's not in the Kodesh Kadashim, it's there. It's underneath, because without that, it would make no sense, says Rav Soloveitchik, to have a Beis HaMikdash. And he quotes our Gemara, the Machlokas here in Yuman and Gimel, and the Rambam Paskins, that Yoshio HaMelech was Genazo in the place that Shlomo built. Bir Bazer Rabbeinu, Bakavanas HaRambam, to Be'emes Afe Bayesheni, Hayasham Aron Im Haluchos. But it was still there. And then he adds and says, and as we know, Mikdash Ma'at, shuls are patterned after, right, based on the Pasuk in Navi, Mikdash Ma'at are patterned after the Beis HaMikdash. And just like the Beis HaMikdash, the root of the Kedusha is the Aron with the Luchos, the root Kedusha of a shul, of a Beis HaKnesses, is the Aron with the Torahs inside. And a shul without a Torah does not have full Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, because that is the source of the Kedusha. That's what the Rambam says. Ubonim bo heichol sheminichen bo sefer Torah. Ubeis HaKnesses, she'in bo Aron, im sefer Torah, i'efsha she'ilo Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, says Rav Soloveitchik. And then one other, he says, this is also explained by what he said earlier. What did he say earlier? Something that we've discussed in the past. And that is, the Gemara in Megillah has a brisa that discusses the difference between two categories, Tashmishe Mitzvah and Tashmishe Kedusha. Tashmishe Mitzvah, lulav, tzitzis, shofar, sukkah. Tashmishe Kedusha, mezuzah, tefillin, sefer Torah. What's the difference? Ksav of Torah. Tashmishe mitzvah are not connected to the ksav of Torah. Lulav, shofar, what is it? It's a mitzvah. When it's used for a mitzvah, that's kedusha. When you're finished, it no longer is kedusha. Me'ikar adin, a lulav, a shofar, a tzitzis, can be thrown out. Does not have to be buried. Right? You can properly put it in a plastic bag, but that's not Seamus, because it's not connected to the ksav of Torah. What gives something inherent kedusha? Mezuzah, a mezuzah case, a tefillin bag, tefillin boxes, right? That is all tashmishe kedusha. It has inherent kedusha because it's connected to the ksav of Torah. That's the difference between the two categories. How do I know something is Seamus or not? There are machloksim in the poskim. How far do you take that? Every page of Dvar Torah? What if you get these sheets in the mail with Divrei Torah in it? Okay. That's a big sugya in Seamus. But in any case, Cesar of Soloveitchik extend that same idea to a shul. A shul has the status of Tashmishe Kedusha. Why? Because of the Torah inside. Because of the Torah, it's Tashmishe Kedusha, not Tashmishe Mitzvah. And the Kedusha stays forever. V'chulu. So that is why, that's based on the Rambam who paskins, like the Shita, that the Aron was in that spot forever, because we need that to have Beis HaMikdash. That's why Bizman Hazeh, even Af Al Pi Shehu Shomim, even though it's desolate, Bizman Hazeh, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, it still has Kedushas Mikdash in some way, because the Aron's still there. The Aron's still there. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, so what did we just say? That when it says Ad HaYom HaZeh, maybe it's not literal, but Shom Ad HaYom HaZeh, that is literal. Let's continue, because there's more to say. V'kalhecha dechsiv sham la'olamu. Really? Whenever it says sham, now we're saying that's forever? Sham arayom hazeh? Meisvei, but the pasuk says, u'mehem min b'nei shim'on, halchu lahar seir, anashim chamesh me'os, 500 men went, uplatya, v'na'arya, v'refaya, v'uziel, b'nei yishibro sham, v'yaku asheiris ha'pleitol la'amalek, v'yesu sham arayom hazeh. They hit Amalek and they live there until today. All those nations live there. Sham arayom hazeh. Is that possible? That all those nations are still there? Kfar ala Sancheriv el Ashur. Don't we know that Sancheriv already went up? Ubil bel kol ha'aratzos. Sancheriv, the king of Ashur, already mixed up all of the lands and all the people in the lands. And therefore, no nation is believed to say that they are from that nation. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vasir gvulos amim, I will make borders, I will, for the amim, Vatuto seim shoseisi, right? And their borders I will destroy. Right? So you see, there are no more borders. So how can you say that Sham arayom hazeh, that they're still there? It's not true. So Tiyufta, we don't have an answer for that question. That Sham arayom hazeh, you're right, in this pasuk, does not mean forever and ever. Because we paskin like the Sancheriv was Bilbo Kala Umos. Right? The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, in the fourth parak, that there was once an Ammonite that comes to the Beis HaMedrash, and he says, can I convert? I'm an Ammoni. So Rabbi Gamliel says, no! It's a pasuk in the Torah! Amon can't convert. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Sancheriv is mevabel kol ha'umos. We don't believe him. If somebody comes and says today, it doesn't matter if you live in Amon today. No, all the umos are mixed up. And therefore, we paskin that if somebody comes today and says, hi, I'm a girgashi, we don't believe them. We don't believe them by any of these, because Sancheriv was mevabel es kol ha'umos. If you look in the Rambam, again, something we mentioned in the past, but whenever this comes up, it's important to mention. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, Mitzvahs asay, hey Dalad. Mitzvahs asay lahachrim shiva amamin. So mitzvahs asay to be machrim, the seven nations. Either ask them to leave, or ask them to be mekabel shem mitzvahs bnei Noach, or if not, right, you can't be here. V'kol shebali yado echan mehem. V'lo harago, hariz over below sasay. If you have a chance and they're not listening and you don't kill them, it's a bitel asay. Right, or a lo sasay. I'm sorry, lo sachaya kol neshama. Add the Rambam's four words. V'kfar avdu v'avad zichram. But we don't have a mem. This mitzvah is not lamaisa anymore because of a zichram. Their memory has been lost because of Sancheriv mevabel kol ha'umos. Very next halacha, v'chein mitzvah asay la'abed zera amalek. It's mitzvah asay to wipe out amalek. Shenei amar timcha zecher amalek. U'mitzvah asay luskar tamid ma'asav ha'ra'im v'arev aso. It's a mitzvah asay to remember always his evil actions. Kedei la'orer ev aso, to awaken the hatred that he had for us. V'chulu. Period. The Rambam ends that halacha. Asks Reb Chaim, I don't understand. The previous halacha, he ends up by saying, B'kfar avad zichram. He doesn't say that by the Amalek halacha. So, should we just read one in light of the other one? He means B'kfar avad zichram here too. He should have said it by the second one. And that would go back on both. Explains Reb Chaim, because it's not K'far avad zichram by Amalek. Because there are two types of Amalek. Number one, what he calls biological Amalek. There's no such thing anymore. Sancheriv mevabel kol ha'umos. And there's somebody comes today and says, hi, I'm from the nation of Amalek. We do not believe him because he is part of the rove called the Parish Meruba Parish, says the Gemara, and Sancheriv is Mevabel Kol Ha'umos. But besides biological Amalek, there is halachic Amalek. Halachic Amalek means any people who have as part of their charter to wipe out the Jewish people, to push them into the sea, anti-Semitism, they have the halachic status of Amalek. Rahman al-Islam, there have been many nations over the centuries that have had the status of Amalek, even though they might not be biological Amalek. But that's the Diyuk in the Rambam. The Kfar Avad Zichram is only by the Shivas Amamin, not by Amalek, because Amalek, there are the two, the two elements of Amalek. Okay. We continue. Again, there's a Beis Halevi, but we're gonna skip it right now. If you wanna look in Drosh Ches, that talks about this, these Pesukim about Galus, But we'll see if this time later. Amar Rav Nachman, Tana v'chachamim omrim, Aron, b'lishkas dira eitzim ha'yaganus. The Aron was, as we said, another opinion, in the lishka of the dir ha'eitzim. The pashtus says this is the third opinion. One opinion that it went into Galus, one opinion that it went in under the Kodesh Kodashim, and one is that it's under the dir of eitzim, the store, the office of wood, it was Ganus. The Shulchan Gibarim has one suggestion where he says, no, this is the same opinion as the Aron. It's just that this is where the tunnel started to get to underneath, get to where the secret passageway was. Right, that's what, and that's what the person in the Dir Eisim saw. Okay, either way. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Afanan Amitanina. We also learned it in the Mishnah, as we had in the sixth parak in Shkalim. Maisa b'Kohen Echad. Shahayim is Aseg. V'ra Ritzpa Mishunim Michavar Seha. There was a Kohen, right? Who was in the Dir Eisim? The Kohanim who had Mumin, that couldn't do the Avodas. They were the ones that checked the wood for worms. So they were in the Dir Eitzim, and he saw one of the tiles on the floor that was raised, that was not even. Ubaba hodi was chaveiro, and he let his friend know. V'lo hispik l'gmoras adavar. He did not have time to finish to telling his friend that sheyatsa nishmaso until he died. V'yedu and the v'yadu, and they knew biyichud shashasham aronik ganus. They knew that wasn't in the place, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want this person to say it over. That's what they thought. That's how they took that simin min hashamayim. My havi of it, what was he exactly involved in? It says he was misasik. What was he involved in? Amrei b'chalbo, misasik b'kardu mahaya. He was just playing around with his axe. Maybe the head of his axe fell off and it brought him there. Sounds like meaning he wasn't doing the normal work. He was misasik b'kardu mahaya. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim. He was sochek b'kardu mahaya. He was playing. V'nishbata. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Tanav Rabbi Yishmael, Shnei Kohanim Bavali Mumin, Hayu Matlin Beitzim. There were two Kohanim that were there. V'nishbata Kardumo Shalechan Mehem, and one of the heads of the axe flew off. V'naflasham V'yatza Eish V'achaltu. And a fire went out and ate it. Sounds like it ate the axe. Doesn't sound like it ate the person. But V'yatza Aso V'achaltu, and it ate it, and that's how they knew that that was a special spot right there. Period. Rav Yehuda Rami. So Rav Yehuda to ask the following, Rami, ask the following contradiction. The pasuk we quoted before, that the Badim were, the Aron was always there, Arayamazeh, so it started off by saying the Badim were seen. The Badim, the bars, the poles could be seen. The other pasuk says they could not be seen. Haketzad, nirin, ve'enirin. They were able to be seen and not able to be seen. Some of the Bali Musar say the two Badim reflected the two types of Ashkach in the world. Right, Nes and Teva. It's seen, but it's not seen. Nirin ve'eno nirin. Tanya Nami Hachi. Also, we learned vayera'u rashei habadim lacho lo yuhu zazin mim koman. You might think that you're not allowed to move them. Tamaloma vayarichu habadim. You're allowed to move the badim within the aron. There's an issur d'oraisa to remove the badim from parshas truma, but you're allowed to move within. And you might think that you tear the parochas in order to make room for the badim to stick out. They cannot be seen outside. Right? They were bumped up against the curtain of the parochas. Like the anatomy of a woman sticking out. Again, the message being, why the mashal? Just like a mother nourishes her child and gives her child what to live with, so to the Torah and the Badim sticking out, that is our nourishment, and that's what we live with. Again, remember the Issur d'Oraisa in Parshas Truma related to the Issur of taking out the Badim. The Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Truma discusses what's the reason that we're not allowed to take out the Badim? Issur d'Oraisa lo yasuru mimenu. So the Sefer HaChinuch quotes two reasons. He says, number one, practically, remember in the Mishkan, whenever the clouds started moving, they had to run. They had to get ready. So if the Badim weren't in, they're like, oh my goodness, quickly get the Badim in. Take the Badim in, they won't put it in properly, they'll be in a rush, and then Chas v'Shalom, the Aron could fall. So it's basically what we would call a Siag Dal Raisa. Keep the Badim in always, so whenever you have to move, they're in. Number one. Number two, says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'od Tam Acher, that there's a lot of symbolic messages about the Kalim. And the Badim are part of the Aron. And therefore, all the symbolic messages are only based on when everything is perfect and complete always. So that is why we leave the Badim in and do not remove them. Many others say the Badim symbolize the Hachzaka of the Torah, while the Aron symbolizes Talmud Torah. There are other suggestions given. You look in the Meshech Chachma, the Nitziv, the Isser of the removal of the Badim. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Right, we are the Badim. Omer of Katina. Bishasha Hayisrael Olin Laregel. When Israel went to the Olaregel, Magalin Lamasa Paroches. They used to open up the curtain. Open up the Paroches. Wow. Umaron Lamasa Kruvim. And they used to show all of Klai Yisrael the Kruvim. Shahayu Mi'urin Zebazet. that were in a state of hugging. Va'omrim lahem, re'u chibas l'fnei ha'makom, see what Hashem loves you. Kechibas zachar u'nekeva. Like a man and a woman, that's how much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, and that's what they used to do on Yantif. Asked some of the Achronim, was it really possible, if you open the Kodesh Kodashim, how many people could see in there? Where were the Yisraelim? They were on the first eastern 11 Amos in the Azara. So you have another 11 Amos so you get to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach blocked the view of most people. Then you have the Ulam. Then you have to look through, past the Shulchan and the Menorah. And the, like, how many people were able to see? See, some of the Kohanim saw and told them. Mestama, not everybody saw, unless there was some type of nace that everybody could see through. But if you just say it was just opening the curtain, Pasha says it was pretty difficult to see inside. The Gemara we had earlier was that they held up the Shulchan to show. Okay, so maybe they took it out and they held it up and showed the freshness of the loaves. But here it just says they opened up the curtain. They didn't touch the Aron. So it's a little more difficult to say that they saw it. Rav Pinkus notes in Parshas Re'eh, he says there are two types, Mr. Pinkus, he says there are two types of, when we talk about love, the love that is reflected. He says, sometimes if a father sees a son, okay, he might love him, but what if he doesn't know it's his son? So the full love is not there. But when he realizes it's the son, then all of a sudden he's overcome with emotion and love. But when it comes to love between a man and a woman, that love often is more automatic, even without any knowledge. A man is attracted, and a woman is attracted. Ha'ayin ro'eh ha'lev chomed. Eino tzarech yosem mir'iya ba'alma. It's automatic. V'lachein says, that's why our Gemara says that the mu'ura, zachar v'nekeva, they were together in a hug. It was compared to zachar v'nekeva, not to a father and son, not to a mother and a son, because it's even without yediya. It's an automatic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. V'imra kiyem, we come, what's the mitzvah? Ye'ira ekol zachorcha, we should just be seen. Hashem sees us. We see Hashem. Kaviyachol. And in that way, that is how the love is manifest. And then he even has one more paragraph. V'gam bezman hazeh hu kach. Ashrei yoshev eisecha. Even just sitting in a shul, being seen in a shul, having time in a shul and a beis medrash. Gam b'li toru tefila. Imrak mara adam es atzmo lefnei Hashem yisparach. V'beis haknesses, v'beis hamedrash. Al yidei kach mo'orer ahava gedola elav habor yisparach. Right? Just being seen and seeing, that itself is automatic love between us and Hashem. That's why that mashal is given. We continue. So they were Megalel, the Paroch is not what was seen. Masiv Rav Chizda, v'lo yavo leroz kabbalat sakodesh. The Pasuk says in Bamidbar, the Levium were not able to see the Kalim, look at the Kalim, as they get wrapped up for travel. V'yam Rav Yehuda, amarav, b'shas, hachnasas Kalim and artik shalem. So even the Levium, who had some shaychus to the Kalim, weren't allowed to, or even the Kohanim, weren't allowed to see the Kalim as they were being wrapped up. So surely, Klal Yisrael, how were they able, allowed to look? Amar of Nachman, mashal a kala. It's mashal to a kala. Kozman she bebe savia, when the kala is bebe savia, meaning when she did not move into her husband's house yet, she's still in her father's house. Tsunua mi baila. She's not totally open. She's still tsanua, she's still modest. Kivan shabas lebe schamea, once she comes into her in-law's house, meaning once she comes to live with her husband, there's nothing that she doesn't hide. So in the Midbar, we weren't fully there yet with our relationship with Hashem. So in the Midbar, you're right, we weren't allowed to look. Once we came to the Beis HaMikdash, once we came and we could show everything, so then there's no more tznius needed in a good way. And therefore, we were able to see it. In other words, this Isser of Lo Yavo Leros was not a mitzvah daraisa la'olam. It was a temporary mitzvah. The Rambam in one of the Shurashim in Shurash Gimel discusses that's a requirement for mitzvos. Mitzvos have to be eternal. There are many mitzvos in the Torah which are not counted as mitzvos because they're temporary mitzvos. Not leaving our house, right, during Makas Bechoros. That is a temporary mitzvah. The Isser of going to gather mun, right, on Shabbos. Right, so all of these are temporary, and they're not counted as mitzvos. So this one too. Masa Rav Chana Bar Rav Katina. Maisa b'koin echad shayim misasek bo v'chulu. 1 minute. So you see, a kohen was misasek. And you already remember the coin that died. So what was the problem? So he saw the Aron. So what was the problem? I thought we were in the Beis HaMikdash, and now it's all okay. Omalei, no, Nisgar Shaka Amrit. This is in Bayis Sheni you're talking about. Once there was Bayis Rishon, there was Gerishin. and when we came back, we were never on the same level. Nizgarsha chazru l'chibasa harishona. When we came back, we were only on the, so to speak, Mishkan level, and not on the bias Rishon level. So therefore, the Isser of Re'iyah would still apply. Good. So what are we talking about? This Chazal that says that they pulled over the curtain and they showed the Aron. Same question we had on our Mishnah. When was there ever a curtain and an Aron? Right? So, Mimanavshach. What's it talking about? So, two answers. Number one. La'olam b'mikdash Rishon. Mikdash Rishon. Aye, a curtain. Umay parochas. Parochas the babi. There were many curtains going from where Bnei Yisrael were to where the Aron was. Even if you want to say there was the Amatraxon and there was no curtain there. Let's say it was open, but there was a curtain going into the Heichal, there was a curtain going into the Ulam, all of those other curtains that they pulled away. There were 13 parochos in the Mikdash, Shiva Kneged Shiva Sha'arim, 7 Kneged the 7 gates, Shtayim Achas the Pischa Shal Heichal, Achas the Pischa Shal Ulam, those two, Shtayim B'Dvir, V'Shtayim Knegedon Ba'aliyah, 2 by the Dvir by the Kodesh Kadashim, and 2 above. So you see, there were many curtains, so that's what they were talking about. Right? Does this mean Ba'yasheni also? If there were curtains there? Right, so the Amatraxon, so how did the Kohen Gadol get in if there was an Amatraxon? There must have been a way in. Must have been a way in. So the way in, we mentioned earlier, B'Shem the Grizz, that maybe even by the Amatraxon there was a curtain. That's what we mentioned from the Rambam. But even if you don't say that, what else could you say? There must have been a way in. So whatever the way in was that he got there, so that's what. Whether it must have been a space somewhere. It wasn't a full wall that you couldn't get. It must have been a space there somewhere, and that's how they must have seen through. But again, like I said, it's the Mefarshim explained that it was very difficult to suggest that everybody had a clear vision. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omer, lo l'mikdasheni. Really, it's mikdasheni. And meaning there were curtains. But, ukruvim detzur sahavi kaimi. We're talking about the kruvim that were colored on the inside walls. The big murals that were written there. Bottom Rashi. Mitsuyarin bekosel b'minei samamanim. Ochakukin bekiros ha'etz milifnim. Mikos le'avanim. That's what we're talking about. Dichsiv. That's called kiros habayis. Mesav kala. Right? They all have beautiful designs. Kruvim. Kruvim. Timoros. Upiturei tzitzim. All types of flowers and growths were drawn. Vetzipa zahav. Miyushar al hamachuka. And they all were laden with gold after they were drawn. Viksiv kimar ish viloyos. And it says that extra phrase, Kamar Ish Viloyos. What does that phrase mean? My Kamar Ish Viloyos. Amar Rav Shilo, check out this Tosfos. You think it's a little Tosfos? And we can turn over. Ki Ish Hama'ura Biluya Shalo. Like, what does that pasuk mean of Ma'ar Ish Viloyos? Like a person with the one that he is entangled with. Meaning there was a picture, like we just described, of a man and a woman in an embrace. Rashi Hanitla Fuchiba Bisha Beis Rosav, and that was the symbolic message given to Klal Yisrael. What is this big Tosfos talking about? It's a very halacha l'maisa Tosfos. Right? This is Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. That's what this Tosfos is about. What's Yoredeya Kuf Mem Aleph? Drawings. Drawings of the sun and the moon and people and busts. And is there any difference between when it is 3D versus, or three-dimensional versus just a flat picture. Right? This was the controversy 100 years ago when the Gedolim of the time thought possibly that photography was included in the Isser of Los Asel HaPesel, and that's why they didn't want to be photographed, even though it's what's called Shoka'as and not Boletes. This is the Tosfos. You see the beginning of the Tosfos. Beginning of the Tosfos. Nish'alti al osam shemitzayrim b'machzorim tziros chayis v'ofos. I was asked by those pictures in the machzorim. Right, many machzorim by Tal and Geshem. There are zodiac pictures. That's right here in Tosfos, 800 years ago. Right, it's right here. Is that appropriate? Dem yafe osim lo. You have the pictures in the machzorim. Ve'hishavti, and Tosfos says nirali devade lo yafe osim. Not too good. Why? But Tosfos says because they're going to be distracted by looking at the pictures and not daven. That's what Tosfos says is a problem. That's the first part of Tosfos. But it's not an isser of los asel chapeso. It's not an isser because of dot dot dot. And then Tosfos goes through. What is the Isser of Alos Asel HaPesel? And he goes through, again, the difference between Bolet and Shakua. Is there a difference between animals and people? Is there a difference between animals and people versus the sun and the moon and the stars and all the Shamashim B'Shamayim? Again, you got to do this Gemara, this Tosfos, along with all the Gemaras in Avodah Zarah that discuss this Sugya. And then he talks about how did Shlomo HaMelech build the first couple of Y lines. Amazing. How did Shlomo HaMelech build his throne? build this throne. We know Chazal tell us there were two lions on the side of the throne. How can you make a bust, a real structure of a lion? Tosa says, the Ein Lomar, third wide line, Dal Pia Dibur Haya, that it was Al Pia Dibur. No! Ein Navi Rashad L'Chadish Arameata. The Navi can't create something new. So Ikal Amemar says, Tosas, it was Migdar Milsa. It was based on a need. Why, what was the need? The need was that whenever Edom came to Shlomo HaMelech and testified, if they were false Edom, the lions came alive and started roaring at them. And that's how Shlomo HaMelech, unbelievable, that's how Shlomo HaMelech knew what was, who was telling the truth or not. We don't have that evidence by the two women with the baby and the cutting in the half, that he was tipped off by the lions. We don't have that. That's used as the example of, you know, his own chachma. But this is Tosfos. Unbelievable. That this is, that they, these lions came alive when the, they needed to. And there are, again, all deos here. This Tosfos, again, it's just a very halachah l'maisa Tosfos. Again, many of the deos here quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, Kuf Mem Aleph. Okay, we continue. Amar Eish Lakish. Bishah, and it all comes from our discussion of the pictures on the wall in the Kodesh Kadashim. Amar Eish Lakish. Bishah, shenichlusu nachrim laheichal. When they came into the heichal, ra'u kruvim hamu'urin zebazeh. We talk about this in one of the keynotes. They saw the kruvim that were in an embrace. Hotziyam lashuk v'yamru. So they brought it out to everybody, and they said, Yisrael, Amru Yisrael, halalu, shevirchasan bracha, v'klasan klala, yasku bedvarim halalu. These Jews that we hold on such a high pedestal, look at the disgusting items that they have in there, in the inside. On the inside, miyad hizilum, and they disgraced them. Shene'amar kol machabdeh hiziluha ki ro'u ervasa. They disgraced them. The two questions. Number one is the Gemara says in Masechas Bava Basra that the kruvim were only hugging bizman she'osin rizono shalmakom. When we're ain osin rizono shalmakom, then the kruvim are not looking at each other. So here is b'shas churban. So how is it? It's eino osin rizono shalmakom. So how is that possible? So you look in the Ritva here. The Ritva here quotes the Rimigash. The Ritva here quotes the Rimigash and says v'yesh matartzim. There's a difference. The kruvim on the aron. That's the difference between looking apart and looking ahead. But the kruvim on the wall, those were always mu'urav, and that's what we're talking about. One answer. The Ritva does not like that answer. He says, v'anachon, kamosha piresh re'im, that's the re'im, because it was a nace. It was a nace as part of the punishment of Klal Yisrael. To have them look down on the Jews, because this is what's inside. That's that. But if you look in the Rimigash himself, in Bava Basra, that the Ritva's quoting, there's another day quoted just the opposite. There was a nace that it was to show the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this moment. Right, not Dafko, it shouldn't have been, but that's the Rimigash there. He says, on Dafsadi Tess, where is it? He says, La'aros la'akam ma'haisa chibas Yisrael lefnei ha'makom. Just the opposite, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And finally, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, in one of the Sichos, discusses, and we don't have time to go through it all, it's in Mamar Tzadi Ches, in the new volume, if you want to look it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osin Ritzono Shamako means when Hashem feels very close to us. And even Bishas Churban, at that moment, as he's destroying the world, the Beis HaMikdash, Imo Anochi Bitzara. And he feels very close to us. And even though normally, when we're doing Averos, it's distant, but at the moment of the Churban, Oz Yisrael Krovim Lashem, the Hayosam Ashil Akruvim, Urim Zebazem, Maral Amidas Akirvash Lakash Barachul Yisrael, Ubeis HaChurban, even though Mitzad Maisim, we shouldn't have it. And also, when a parent gives an onesh, there's a connection there. There's a deep connection there. And that's why that is different, the three or four pshatim about that. One other point, and then we'll just finish. That is, here, the non-Jews take the wrapped around and the hugging and the intertwining of the man and the woman, and they are disgusting, because they don't see the beauty of it. If you remember the Nesivas in his Hagdama to Shir HaShirim, he talks about the physical relationship between a man and a woman. We'll read it tomorrow morning, Be'ez Hashem. And he says the world has made it into a disgusting idea, even though it's something beautiful. And it's called Kedusha. But it's just the way that society views it is in that way. This is exactly what the Gemara is doing right here. Okay, we'll read that in Nesivas, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. So let's just continue first. V'shiyah Isa Nikres, Tana. How was the world created? Shemimena Hushtasa Olam. That's the rock. Tanan Kamanda Amar. Mitzio Nivra Ha'olam. The Tanya. There are really four different pshatim. How was the world created? Number one is like our Mishnah. The Tanya Rebelezer Omer. Olam Me Emtsa Iso Nivra. Rebelezer holds that the world was created from the middle. Meaning there was the Ramban would say in Parshas Bereishis, there was a certain matter that was created in the middle. And then it was expanded and expanded. Meaning the middle of the earth. or the middle of the universe was created, and then it was just expanded out. Shneamar b'tzekes afar lamutzak or gavim yidu baku. Hashem kept sticking, so to speak, more clods on it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Olam Natsadim Nivra. No, Hashem first created the four outer corners of the universe and then went in. Shneamar ki lashelag yomar havei aretz v'geshem umata v'geshem midros uzo. Interesting to think about, you know, what the svaras behind these are, what the messages are. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Evan Yarak Kadosh Baruch Hu Bayam. Hashem threw a rock into the sea. Mimenu nishtata olam, and that's what created the land. Shneemar alma adoneha hutabu'u, o mi yara evan pinasa. V'chachamim omrim mitzion nivra. And the Chacham say, no, mitzion, from the Evan Ashasiya. Shneemar mizmar la'asaf kel elokim Hashem, v'omrim mitzion mechlal yofi, mimenu mechlal yofyo shel olam. That's where the yofyo of olam is, period. I guess we'll stop here. We'll finish up with Tanya tomorrow. We'll talk about the Medrash Tanchuma that discusses how Eretz Yisrael is the center of the universe, based on this Gemara as well. Okay, we'll stop here.